Again, normal electromagnetic energy should not be able to do this, but the effect does fit in perfectly with our concept of a source field. Every living organism stores and releases photons inside its DNA, but you can remove the DNA, and the photons mysteriously still keep spiraling in that same area for up to 30 days. This is almost certainly what is causing the phantom leaf effect. It is therefore possible that if you left the leaf on the Curlian plate for a longer period of time before you cut it, the phantom might also last longer, as that entire area has now built up a greater spiraling flow within the source field. Genetic restructuring and healing. Just 1 year after the phantom leaf effect was discovered, Dr. Vlyl Koznachayev made a very significant breakthrough that takes us even farther down the rabbit hole. Koznachayev started out with two hermetically sealed cell cultures and infected one of them with a disease. When he shined the light from the diseased cell culture into the healthy cell culture, the healthy cells mysteriously got infected with the disease. Bear in mind that there was no possible way through any known genetic process that this could have happened. The only way this could have worked is if the DNA inside the healthy cells actually rearranged to form the DNA of the virus. The virus then cannibalized the cellular material around itself to form more viruses, as it normally would have done in its typical life cycle. We are seeing DNA and living tissue being rearranged by the genetic codes contained within coherent light. Even more interestingly, when Koznachayev put a piece of glass in the way, the healthy cells did not get the disease. Glass, again, blocks infrared and ultraviolet light, so the genetic codes for the virus could not get through to the healthy cells. Of course, Gervich used the same method to block the energy emerging from the tip of a growing onion. And if you put a pane of quartz in the way, in either Gervich's or Koznachayev's experiments, the effect still works. And the key is that quartz allows infrared and ultraviolet to pass through. How could a burst of coherent light completely transform the DNA molecule and rearrange it from one life form to another? Don't forget that we are constantly surrounded by electromagnetic waves that are bursting with information. We have cell phone conversations, satellite television, and high-speed internet access going on all around us, uploading and downloading untold gigabytes of information. Laser light is very coherent, meaning there is a great deal of structure within it. This makes it ideally suited to carry information, just like we already do with other electromagnetic waves, but much more efficiently in this case. Just one pulse of light may well contain the entire genetic code to build an organism. And based on Koznachayev's landmark discovery, it appears that DNA is ready and waiting to be rearranged from one type of organism to another, if it receives the proper codes first. This will become much clearer with multiple examples as we go on. After discovering the DNA phantom effect back in 1984, Dr. Peter Garyayev made additional discoveries in 2000 that have profound implications for human health. In this case, Garyayev started out by collecting seeds that had died of radiation poisoning from the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. Amazingly, by simply shining a non-burning laser light through healthy seeds of the same variety and redirecting that light into the dead seeds, the radiated seeds miraculously recovered and were completely healed. They could now grow into fully healthy adult plants. This excited Garyayev greatly, so he decided to try a similar experiment on lab rats. In this case, he gave them a lethal dose of a toxin called Alexan. Typically, this toxin destroys the pancreas, an organ that creates insulin in the body to regulate blood sugar, and the rat dies within 4 to 6 days from type 1 diabetes. Garyayev removed the pancreas and spleen from a healthy rat, shined a laser beam through it, and redirected that light into a rat that had been poisoned with Alexan. Amazingly, even though this experiment was repeated many times, involving 3 different research groups in 2000, 2001, and 2005, nearly 90% of all the rats who received this treatment experienced a full recovery. Their pancreas regrew. Their blood sugar normalized. And within only 12 days, they were good as new. What's even more fantastic is that Garyayev was able to send the light from the healthy pancreas across a distance of 20 kilometers using non-locality, no cables or wires required. And the healing effect still worked just as well.